George Thames has photographed every American president from Franklin Delano Roosevelt to George Bush during his long career as White House photographer for the New York Times. He was named Photographer of the Year 3 times by the White House News Photographers. Thames grew up in Washington, never living more than 10 blocks from the Capitol. He's retired now, but he's collected his best presidential photos in his new book, Eye on Washington. When he took his first presidential photos, he learned there was an unwritten set of rules White House photographers were expected to follow when taking pictures of FDR.
No pictures of the president being carried, no pictures of the president being pushed in his wheelchair. Of course, when I arrived, these rules were already in place. And I arrived on the scene in 1939. And so, further inquiry, I found out that apparently when the President Roosevelt came into the White House for the first time in 1933, that Steve Early, his press secretary, had a meeting with the White House photographers who covered for the various wire services and the theater newsreels. And at that time, there were so few of them, you could fit everybody into one room. And he told them that everybody knew the president was crippled, that he had polio, but that the president had a request to make of his friends, the photographers. And that is, if they would refrain from having him photographed while he was being carried, that he in turn would make himself available more to them than any other president in the past. The photographers kept their part of the deal. The president never kept his part.
Never kept his part?
Nope. Everything was contrived. Situations were few and far between, and we never got any pictures of the president that he didn't want.
Can you give us an example of a photo opportunity that seemed very contrived to you, but because of circumstances, you had to take the picture?
Well, there were so many of them. We just had the annual turkey shoot, which we refer to the annual turkey shoot just last week, where the president receives the Thanksgiving Day turkey. That used to be quite a picture for us. We would always count on a lively turkey, and we would make gobbling sounds or do something to make the turkey jump, and the president would really react to something like that. If you saw the pictures that were made this last turkey shoot, they were just like a walk in the woods. I mean, it was a very, very sedate type of picture. The turkey was so big and so sedated that he couldn't move, and the president and we used to stand back there, and I'd make sounds like a blue, you know, blah, 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 and the turkey would look around, and then one time with President Reagan, why I asked the president, and the turkey wasn't moving and things looked pretty dull, she yelled at him. I said, "Mr. President, what are you going to do with that turkey?" He says, "I'm going to eat him." I said, "Well, why don't you go and pet him and sort of show you don't mean it personal?" And so he went over and touched the turkey, and the turkey went straight up in the air, and we got one hell of a funny picture out of that. But we never got another one, because he was very much aware of that the next time, and so was the White House staff.
So that it won anything be at all embarrassing or unusual to show up?
That's correct, unless they particularly want it themselves. I mean, the president going swimming or wearing casual clothes or what have you. Everything that's photographed today of the president, by and large, is set up. Every once in a while, he'll surprise the photographers and surprise President Bush particularly, by, say, diving into a pool or diving into the ocean when it's cold, and everyone is caught by surprise. When you go back and photograph him pitching horseshoes or anything like that, it's all set up. We're all invited, and we stay within a certain area, and we photograph what we can. That's why we try to shoot sidebars. We look around and see who else is of the staff that's there that might be making news, Sununu or some of the others, and you just concentrate on them for a bit to try to get something a little different.
What are the kinds of circumstances where you feel that you're being more than the president's publicist when you're taking photographs?
Well, I think the only times that would happen is occasions when I was given free rein, say with Johnson and with Kennedy and with Ford, where I spent hours with him, and I just observed him from from a vantage point, say a door, where I would put a chair just outside of his door, and every once in a while I'd look in and see what he was doing, and then I'd slip in and very quietly make a few exposures and get back out again. I think that was a situation where we weren't controlled and we weren't told what to do, but I had a perfect, I knew what I was doing, and I was trying to show what the presidency is like, what the affair. That's how I got that picture of Kennedy that's on the cover of the book. I mean, it was a candid shot. I saw it. I went in. I stood by his rocking chair, made two exposures, and then walked out of the room again.
Why don't we describe the photograph? It's Kennedy with his back turned to the camera. Why don't you describe it?
Well, you say it's. I titled it "The Loneliest Job in the World,"
mm-hmm.
And he's at his desk, but he has gotten up and is working by using that little table that was directly in back of his chair. But you could just see the weight. It looks like the weight of the whole world is on his back, and it was taken during the time of the Cuban crisis. So it's a shot that'll live forever. Because it really shows what the office really means, and what effect it has, and what pressures there are.
Now, Reagan is certainly considered one of the most photogenic presidents, and one of the presidents who knew the most about how to use the media, particularly because of his background in film and television. But you say he was very uncomfortable with still photographs.
Yes, he was, and I couldn't understand it until I put the question to him. One time, deliberately, I said, Mr. President, why is it that you stiffen up every time the still cameras come around? And he says, I can't recover from a still. And we looked at him kind of puzzled. And he says, yes. He says, if I'm on television or doing something involving film, movie film, he said, if I flub, I can cover it with a joke or with a gesture. He said, I can't do it with a still. So I got to thinking, and that's right. If he puts his finger up his nose, when we get it, he's going to look stupid no matter how he tries to recover. But on film, he could follow it with a joke or a gesture and get away with it.
You took the photograph of Eisenhower that was used on the Eisenhower stamp.
That's correct.
Would you describe the shot and tell us how you got it?
Well, one of the things that all good photographers do, and that is we watch people. And after you've watched them a while, you know their mannerisms or you observe their mannerisms and you try to recreate those. It's particularly when they're very, very revealing, I would say. One of Eisenhower's mannerisms, when he was wearing his glasses, these half glasses, and he would read and then he would whip them off and hold them dangling in his hand, and then look off in the distance while he's thinking. Well, this made a very nice photograph. And when I watched him doing it just before he went on air for a broadcast involving the war in Korea, and I sort of kept my back to him, and then I was about 4 feet away, and I was watching him, and all of a sudden he made that same little gesture. So I turn around and holding a flashlight high and my flash high and the camera low, waist level, the Rolleiflex, I fired one shot, ba-boom, and hit him that way. And he had sent the word out that he was looking for an official portrait of himself, and he didn't want one made by a studio, one of those formal types. And he asked the photographers to submit some of the pictures they were making of him. And I submitted mine, and he wrote on it, okay.
You photographed all the presidents since FDR.
That's correct.
What is it that makes a president most interesting for you to photograph? Is it the facial structure? Is it, the way their face is shaped? Or is it something about the character underneath that that's revealed in the body and in the face?
I think it's the character underneath. And I think that, and also how basically the human we all are, with all our failings and so forth, that they are in occupying the most powerful position the world has ever seen, the President of the United States. And yet, they're all human beings with all the problems and that we have, and that if you can show this, in spite of the position that they hold, I think you're doing justice not only to them, but to the world. I looked at the faces and body language, anything that would bring out what I consider the true character of the individuals, whether they're president or a man down the street digging a ditch.
George Timms, I want to thank you very much.
Thank you.
And George Timms' new book is called Eye on Washington, The Presidents Who've Known Me. It's a collection of his photographs and his accompanying text.